There was an op-ed in the New York Times that got our attention this week. Wildlife researcher and tour company founder Costas Christ pushed back against the idea that flying is bad for the environment. We've been hearing a lot lately about flight shame and the no-fly movement. The Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg generated a lot of buzz in September when she took a sailboat to the UN Climate Summit in New York. Here in Now's transportation analyst Seth Kaplan has been watching the debate. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Tanya.
So we've spoken to you before about how flying accounts for 2.5% of the world's carbon emissions. This is what has spurred some people, particularly in Northern Europe, to come out against flying. But Costas Christ has said this week that flying less could actually harm the environment. What is the argument?
Well, he points out that 2.5%, well, that's a lot of carbon emissions, is a lot less than other sources of emissions, power generation, for example, a lot more. And deforestation is one that he says also causes a lot more, some 20% of emissions. And he says that part of combating that means having these places be meaningful to travelers. So for example, somebody who's, interested in the Amazon because they've been there might be concerned about deforestation there. So basically, he's saying it's not a bad trade-off, that 2.5% of global emissions in exchange for doing something about the 20%.
Yeah, he actually makes this argument. He gives the example of if 1.5 million tourists visit Tanzania last year to see the Serengeti and they paid $60 a person a day for entrance fees, take that revenue away and the area could probably be turned into cattle ranches, which has been shown to emit even more harmful emissions. So does he really have a point here?
Well, there's no question that for Tanzania, just from a business perspective, travel has led to good things in terms of preservation, and it's done so elsewhere, too. The question is how this all nets out, right?
Yeah.
Because flying, and he concedes it, is one of the first things he says in the piece. Absolutely, there's an impact. We're talking about a significant amount of emissions. So it's just difficult to say how exactly the world would look if everybody just stopped flying, if in fact you would be able to compensate for all of that with the environmental benefit of the kinds of things he talks about.
Yeah, a compelling argument. But this article also immediately generated a lot of comments. What's some of the pushback that you're seeing?
Well, some people just saying, look, he's self-interested, right? Of course he would say something like this. He's
a tour guide.
Yeah, I mean, he benefits from travel. And just people sort of making the point that, look, if you want to reduce emissions, reduce emissions. That this is all just sort of a big rationalization. Other people saying, look, if you want an environmental or a cultural experience, you don't have to go halfway around the world to get that. You could just travel closer to home.
Speaking of which, we're coming up on the holiday season, flying over Thanksgiving, a record number of people flying. How crowded, with the few seconds that we have, are the airports going to be?
Nearly 32 million Americans, according to Airlines for America, slated to travel. And that, yes, will be a record. Sunday after Thanksgiving, the busiest day.
Brace yourselves, travelers. That's Seth Kaplan, Here and Now's transportation analyst. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya.